Good evening. This is the conservative political activist Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker. Tonight's podcast is June 4th, 2023, is going to be in regard to state election laws and the what appears to be hypocritical New Hampshire Secretary of State Scanlon saying one thing January of 2023 and contradicting himself later on in the year, just this past May, a couple weeks ago, at a executive council meeting where they were hearing a Supreme Court justice nominee. So we're going to get into this. We're going to go back to the House election law of January 31st, 2023. Now, this is all in regard to a Granite Grok article I came across dated May 27th. The title is New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon, which one is it? So May 3rd, there was an executive council meeting on Sununu's appointee to the Superior Court, Ann Edwards. As we know, Dan Richard testified against her nomination. We're going to go and listen to him as to why in a bit. But I want to go back in time to January 31st, 2023, David Scanlon's testimony to the House election law. Here we go.
In the case of test ballots, each town is given 50 official ballots upon which they're supposed to write test at the top of each ballot before they use them so that they can be identified as test ballots. But they're actual ballots to get run through and test the machines. The people that really run the elections are the local election officials who we all elect in our cities and towns to do the job.
Do we elect them in our local cities and towns? Or are they selected for us?
At the local level. And we put faith in those individuals to do the job, but you know, some of them are highly qualified to do it, others are just learning. And so it's a very human process when we're dealing with thousands of local election officials. The system is not designed to run like a business where you can put all of these controls in place. I have no authority over the local election officials other than help train them and...
He has no authority over the local election officials. He just stated that. So now, that was in January. If we go back to the May article by Granite Grok, we have the New Hampshire Secretary of State, the Department of State, sending a letter out dated May 18th, 2023. A copy of this is on the Granite Grok article, which will be put up into this podcast link. This is addressed to moderators, town and city clerks, supervisors of the checklist. As we prepare for the first in nation presidential primary and elections, advocacy groups and individuals may reach out to you with recommendations on how to register voters and conduct elections. The Attorney General and the Secretary of State are the official sources of election guidance. Sounds a little bit like Big Brother, don't it? Our offices work hard to respond promptly to your questions and concerns. We ask you to recognize our offices as the trusted source of election guidance. You can trust us. Big Brother, just like 1984, George Orwell people. So their guidance, the Secretary of State's guidance, the AG's guidance is based on state election laws. Individuals advocating for changes in our election procedures should contact the state legislator and seek bills to change the law. Well, some of us patriots actually prepared legislation to fix our elections and to make them secure and have integrity again. And we were... all the legislation was pushed aside because we didn't meet the noontime deadline that day. So you see, they like saying these things, but you can bet your ass that they're going to put every roadblock up in your way to actually get heard and get heard by the people that can actually make the changes, like our quote-unquote wonderful state legislator, who, in my view, has done nothing to rectify our elections. Then he goes in, voters have an equal right to vote, yada, yada, yada. An equal right to seek election in all town and city wards in New Hampshire, adopting and following uniform election procedures, help ensure elections are equal. Please feel free to contact me or my staff. I value your trust and welcome recommendations. New Hampshire will hold the first in the nation primary. Sincerely, the Secretary of State. So in January, he's saying that he doesn't have any authority to dictate to local cities and towns. And then on May 18th of 2023, he's actually sending out a letter to all cities and towns saying that, you know, well, we are the experts. You see, everything in New Hampshire, as far as the state government goes, the local government goes, is always done because of the, quote, experts, the scientists, the engineers, the COVID doctors, the vaccine makers, the experts. Look where we are, folks, because we've listened to the experts. So we go back now to Daniel Richards' testimony when they were nominating Ann Edwards for the Superior Court. And here's his testimony. So we're going to listen to this. It's only about 9 minutes. This just shows how much fraud we have in our state elections and how pathetic and egotistical and narcissistic our governor, most of our elected officials, and these state bureaucrats are, that they think they can just keep brushing us off, pushing these problems under the rug, in hopes that we will just go away. We are not going to go away. It's time we stand up to this. And if we condone it in 2024 once again, then New Hampshire deserves what it's got coming to it as a state. All right, here we go. Daniel Richard. So he's passing out, it looks like, some type of a memo to the executive council.
Daniel Richard.
This is his testimony to the executive council for an appointment to the Superior Court, Ann Edwards.
Good afternoon. May it please the honorable members of the executive council. My name is Daniel Richard. I'm here to oppose the nomination of Ann Edwards for the following reasons. The Constitution of New Hampshire, Part 1, the Bill of Rights, Article 35, is the standard by which Attorney Edwards should be judged here today. It is the private right of the people, and all of you support the oath to uphold and defend. Therefore, it is your duty to protect this right. Article 35 says it's essential to the preservation of the rights of every individual, life, liberty, and property and character, that there be an impartial interpretation of the laws and the administration of justice. It is the right of every citizen to be tried by judges as impartial as the law to whatever you live there. It is therefore not only the best policy, but for the security of the rights of the people, the judges of the Supreme Court, too. The Supreme Judicial Court should hold offices as long as they behave well. In order to maintain public confidence in the people, essential to the subject, unfair contest with the state and its vast resources to be assured that there be an impartial interpretation of the laws. Public confidence in our own form of government is at an all-time low. Appointing people to the bench is a matter of great importance and quite possibly the executive council's most important constitutional duty. The people must have faith that the judges who are employed by the state are as impartial as the law of humanity would admit. I don't believe that the Attorney Edward meets that standard. When the judge sits in judgment of the subject and discovers that the state is wrong, we the people must be assured that our rights must always be protected and not swayed by politics or favoritism, as Attorney Edwards has done in my case. My personal knowledge of Assistant Attorney Edwards, or Assistant AG Edwards, comes from the result of my filing a lawsuit over my voting rights. Attorney Edwards represented the AG and the Secretary of State's office and is lead counsel in my case. In Richard v. Sinlin, which is now before the Supreme Court, I claim that the current absentee voting statutes, aka mail-in voting, and the use of voting machines to conceal illegal, uncertified absentee ballots is repugnant and contrary to the Constitution of New Hampshire, as such actions are state-sanctioned ballot box stuffing. Having knowledge of the conflict between the statute and the Constitution, Attorney Edwards did nothing. The lawsuit accuses the state of violating my rights, and the defendants are accused of official oppression under state statute.
So this is the lawsuit that Dan filed in regard to the 2020 election. The state statutes were changed to allow expanding who is entitled to get an absentee ballot. Also, applications were sent out. I know I received one in a brown envelope right before the 2020 election, an application for an absentee ballot. I never requested this. It said it had come from the town hall in Hampton. I was a selectman at the time. I immediately went down to the town clerk and I talked to the town manager, and they stated that these did not originate in the town hall. I brought this up as fraud. No one seemed to care. I later on, the summer of 2020, I believe, I brought the same issue up as the House election law, and also the ballot law commission. This is fraud. Something that was claiming to have originate from the town hall during election time in regards to absentee ballots was actually done by some third party or an individual on a statewide basis. That is fraud. And all I got at the local level and at the state level was crickets. So that's what Dan's talking about. Ann Edwards has worked in the Secretary of State's office for, I believe, over 25 years. I'm not quite sure. And she said nothing. This is a direct conflict with the state constitution, Articles 35, and also, I believe, we'll talk about Article 8 later, Part 1, Bill of Rights. Okay, continue with Dan.
You're violating the voting laws of the state. The defendants have not answered or denied the criminal complaint. Assistant Attorney General Edwards did nothing. On April 5th, 2020, just recently, 2023, a report was presented to the Ballot Law Commission. This is the report, who voted 4-1 to refer the deficiencies and violation of state voting laws presented to the AG and the Secretary of State's office for their review. Although the report does not make any accusations, it does, however, contain evidence of violation of state and federal voting laws. And with evidence mounting, again, Attorney Edwards did nothing. What am I talking about?
So, as we can see, Dan testified here, and as Skip from Granite Rock saying, it seemed to ruffle the feathers of our quote-unquote ruling class. I like to refer to the state bureaucrats now as Big Brother here in New Hampshire. They sent out the formal letter in May to all local officials to never mind those people behind the smoke and curtains, because they are the experts. So forget about the public. Forget about what the people want. Forget about the state constitution. We're going to listen to the bureaucrats and the professionals. That's what happens in Concord. That's what happens at the executive council, the state senate, and it definitely happens at the local level. So that's what we're dealing with, folks. We're dealing with hypocrisy. He's saying one thing at the beginning of the year, and now because of Daniel testifying in May, he's saying quite the opposite. So that's some interest to you. So I'm going to put all this information up in the link of this podcast. And I also want to remind everyone that this Sunday coming up, a week from tonight, or actually at 3 p.m. at the Exeter American Legion, Daniel Richard is going to be speaking. It's going to begin at 3 o'clock, and he's going to talk more about his experiences in dealing with the state government and their complete disregard for the Constitution of both the United States and the state of New Hampshire. So with all that said, have a great night, folks.